How do you feel about the U.S. dollar? We've heard discussions tonight about how it's going to be faltering in 2010, although not everybody can agree on when or whether or not the government will do more to try to prop it up. What do you see?
Well, I see that government, and particularly the Federal Reserve, which is privately owned, they are in a box, and they have been for a long time. And the ultimate price that has to be paid is either the economy is stabilized by stimulus programs of one form or another, or in that process, if they do support, which they have been, what will happen is that the dollar will go down, and we've seen that. We saw a top last May of 89.5 on the USDX index. That index is six currencies, majors, weighted against the dollar. And so it went down to 74. It's now back up to 78. You might call it a rally. Why are they having the rally? Primarily because there have been problems in other countries, countries such as Dubai.
Right.
And now we had rating drops in Greece. And we know that they're coming in
Spain.
And Greece is part of the Eurozone.
Right.
As is Spain, Ireland, and Italy. And so the question arises, are any of these countries going to drop out of the euro? And they may very well do so. What's the alternative? Well, the other large currency of the world is the dollar. So the excuse for a dollar rally. I don't think it's going to continue to go about what it's doing on this rally. And the reason why is that the underlying problems of credit crisis and stimulus are still going on.
Do you think we will ever see 89 on the USDX again?
Well, again, it's difficult, but I don't think so. The damage is horrific. I mean, we've got and just in the last year, the Fed and the Treasury combined have put debt into the system equaling about close to $13 trillion. And that's a lot of money.
Right.
And credit. And so what they want to do is start drawing it back out and eventually raise interest rates, bringing back normality. And I don't think that's going to happen. I think that the pressure on the dollar is going to continue. They can't take the money back out of the system, because if they do, the deflationary undertow will surmount or overcome the amount of money and credit that they poured into the system.
So how low do you think the dollar could go in 2010?
It's a possibility of 40 to 55.
Wow.
It's hard to say. It depends upon a lot upon events. And we don't know whether those events are going to be. But I think on a fundamental basis that it could be easily assumed that 71.18, the former low, would be broken. And I think we could easily see 55 or 60. And if that happens, there's a good chance that there could be an official devaluation of the U.S. dollar over the next year and a half. And that would really disrupt things. But I think it's an inevitability.
So where was the dollar, if you remember, when we entered into this new millennium? Where were we at 2000, where at one point we were doing a lot to pay off our debt and we had a much more balanced economy? Where was the dollar then?
Well, the dollar in regard to the USDX had a high of 124.
In what
and
year?
So it's 74. It's come down a considerable amount over that period of time. The real trouble started about 6.5 years ago, and that's when the U.S. government started pouring money into the system via the Fed. And unfortunately, all the other central banks followed. And so they've been doing the same thing. some to a greater degree, some to a lesser degree. And we'll take the euro as an example. It had a high of 12.8, and that 12.8% increase in money and credit was the top. Right now it's around 3.7 for the euro. Yeah. We've been averaging for 6.5 years around 14%.
But just look at that then. If you're right and we could see something, let's just say around 50 on the USDX for the dollar sometime in 2010, I mean, that's about half of where we were just 6.5 years ago.
That's correct. And, you know, if you take 50 and go to 100, which is a double, you're looking at probably a 30% reduction in the value of the dollar before the end of the year is out, or at least within the next year and a half. And you have to remember as well that right now 61.8% of all foreign reserves held by foreign countries are held in the form of U.S. dollars. And incidentally, in the last 6 months, that's down from 64.5%. So it shows you that central banks have been dollar sellers. They're anticipating this.